We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's great in these kind of circumstances. They pitch it out to Albert Wilson down the far sideline. 50. He's going to go the distance. Albert Wilson high five. Joaquin Grant.
What a play call again!
50. He's got a gangle to the end zone. The 30. Oh. Joaquin Grant is pushed out or no? Did he get in? They say he's out at the one.
What a return!
Boy. Cody Core saved a touchdown, but Joaquin Grant just blew past everybody. Daniel, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's strike! Strike! 30! 20! Gronkowski's got a tackle!
Oh, no
that's
way!
It! He
no
got
way!
It in the end
no
zone!
Way!
Touchdown!
The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
I could hear that all day long.
We may never see that play again.
That's why
I've been around a zillion years. You know, it's funny. You're around and you're going, you know, we've seen some crazy stuff and great finishes. And the next guest joining us saw the hook and lateral that we
that's
had
right.
many years
right.
ago.
But that's a big play. Yeah.
I think that thing was by itself, though.
It has to be. The Miami great. Miracle, of course. All right, let's go out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Former Miami Dolphin, one of the killer bees, and a restaurant maven, I guess you could say at this point. Kim Bocamper joins us right now. Good morning, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Bo, man, we're doing great. And so you guys had your CBS production meeting. I thought it was pretty cool because I leave and get out of there and you guys go over what you're going to focus on. Can you tease us a little bit and tell us like where the focus is besides obviously Josh Rosen tonight?
Well, I think that's it. I think when you look at this team, you know, there are a lot of things you can look at. The offensive line and, you know, trying to get that assembled the right way. You know, they changed coaches. Pat Flaherty is out after 4 days of practice, and Dave DeGuglielmo comes in and takes it over, and all of a sudden just shifts that offensive line. So you went from kind of a veteran offensive line. You bring in a couple rookies and Shaq Calhoun and Michael Dieter in there to battle it. And from what I hear, they've both been doing pretty well since they've made the move. So I think that's another thing to look at. And you know, you listen to those highlight clips that you had with Albert Wilson and Joaquin Grant, you know, and with both of those guys sidelined, it certainly opens the doors now for a guy like Preston Williams, who's really been impressive during training camp, kid out of Colorado State, wherever he's from, and, you know, who's really been a guy that stood out during training camp. Now, you know, Joe, we've seen before, you know, guys come and show in OTAs and in the beginning of training camp, and then all of a sudden when the lights come on, they get a case of the drops or the
right.
or the whatever.
We have.
So, you know, he's got to stand up to the pressure of game time and all those types of things. But you know, so I think there's some sidebars there to watch in this game. But there's no doubt that that all the eyeballs are going to be on Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen. I think you'd expect Fitzpatrick to normally in a regular preseason game that starting quarterback would get one series, maybe you'd see four plays, or if they got a drive going, six plays. But I got a feeling that we'll see him, you know, a little bit more through the first quarter, and then probably see Rosen for the better part of two quarters before they go to Jake Rudock to come in.
That's good, man.
So I think this is going to be a good stage. This is going to be a good opportunity to really see what those quarterbacks are, because it, you know, for the longest time it looked like Fitzpatrick was just going to run away with it and hide, but all of a sudden, he's come back to the pack a little bit, and Rosen has stepped up his game. So I think it's going to be pretty intriguing over the next 4 weeks to see how these guys battle that position out.
Bo, you brought up the guard position. Could we have finally broken this dark cloud, maybe? I mean, hopefully, and found two guys, young guys, that we brought in, yep. didn't sign to free agent contracts, not over the 30 club. I mean, finally, could we have broken this? Is it possible? Because I feel like we've been talking every year, preseason or during the season, whether guys are getting cut week five or just yep. all of a sudden the veteran gets hurt after week one, about that damn guard position, Bo. Could we have finally broken over with two young guys?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think everybody knew on draft day when they drafted Michael Dieter from Wisconsin that he was going to be penciled in as a guy that's expected to start and expected to manage one of those positions. Then it was going to be up for grabs, and all of a sudden this kid Shaq Calhoun, an undrafted free agent, you know, jumps in there and has the opportunity. And from everything we hear, he's a tough guy. He's playing pretty well, so here's another one. But it's funny. I always laugh because I think you know, for a number of years now, when the draft has come around, the war chant from the fans have been, "Oh, I just want to hear them draft a guard."
Right.
And then when when training camp comes and you don't have a guard, they go, "How come they don't have any guards?" You know, it's funny because guards is important a position as any position on the football team, but I think a lot of fans think it's just a throwaway position. Oh, you know what? We'll just get Zach Kranz. He's a big guy.
I'm in. I'm ready. Hey, I'm ready.
He can slide. He's fine.
I guarantee you're not going to be able to knock him off. I'm in. That's it. Yeah.
Hey, Bo.
He's a big guy. He's got a gruff voice. That'll work.
I can be mean if I need to,
Bo.
He can
make some calls.
That's exactly right.
I hear Zach now making the call. Sounds like he's sliding the line to their right. hey, the other one, Bo, is Jordan Mills kind of got quiet. I know he's been nicked up a little bit, but could Jesse Davis end up starting a year at right tackle?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could. You know, Jesse Davis, you know, they've kind of – you know, it's funny to say, but I think the thing that may hinder Jesse Davis starting is that he can play multiple positions. You know, he could be that swing guy for you, but I think they would like – for Jesse Davis to be the guy. You know, he's not a left tackle. He's a right tackle. And, you know, here's a guy that's been moved around a little bit, but he's been, you know, every time he's played, he's been, you know, he certainly may not be great, but he's been serviceable, but he's been playing out of position. So I think he's got enough. And by the way, before I go much further, I'm not sure what the proper – I'm not sure how to do I have to call you the Joe now, or can I just call you Joe?
I was waiting, Bo.
I got to tell you, man.
Do I have to?
I started laughing. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Bo, you think it's bad on the phone? I have to sit next to the Joe every day now. What do you mean?
No, man. It's like you're having a cup of Joe.
I just don't want to show any disrespect to him. So if I've got to call him the Joe now every time, I say, I'll do it.
You can put a hashtag in there, too. It's hashtag the Joe.
You want to guess who's busting my balls the hardest? You want to guess?
Who's busting your balls the hardest?
The hardest? Yeah, the guy in the
Bo.
No question, not even close.
Well, listen, you were in contention. It was going to be 560 the Bo, but we just changed it at the last second to the Joe. You know,
just to get a little business.
There's some other matching terminology we could use about Joe.
Correct. Yeah, those were there also. Don't worry. Yeah.
The sports hoe. You know, I don't mind the sports hoe. That wouldn't have been that. Join the sports hoe.
I brought up the schmo. I thought the schmo would be a good one if we're doing that.
See, there we go. Now we're gonna really get into it. That's great. Hey, Bo. Hey, what's the strongest position? You know, I've kind of switched on maybe the strongest position on this team, but Bo, all of a sudden, they all got to stay healthy. I like the four defensive tackles we have with Christian Wilkins in there.
I love those guys. You know, it's funny because, you know, if you've been out to training camp, you have a chance to watch, you're kind of seeing what's going on, and they're using those guys, rotating those guys and doing different things. So, but I think, you know, you look at, you know, Vincent Taylor and Devon Gotchaw, both of them, since they've come in, have been impact players at that defensive tackle position, and they got better over the last, you know, since they've been playing. And I expect them to step up. Hakeem Spence is a guy that's done good things for him. Tank Carradine's a guy that can play defensive and defensive tackle. But when you bring in a guy like Christian Wilkins, to me, especially with the scheme that this team is going to run, you know, they're going to be 3-4, they're going to be 4-3. Sometimes they may have two guys with their hand in the dirt, sometimes may have one, and have guys just wandering around. So The teams can't, teams have to figure out who's coming, who's not coming, all those types of things. But he's a guy that can play nose tackle. He could play the defensive end in a 3-4 scheme. You could kick him out. He could be a pass-rushing defensive end for you. So I think when you add him into that mix, it's really intriguing to what they can do in there. And they're going to need to be good in there, Joe, because you look, and this, this team is, we seem like we've always had that traditional or one or two traditional pass-rushing defensive ends, whether it's Jason Taylor, Trace Armstrong, guys like that.
Yeah,
Cam Wake comes in here. Well, they don't have that traditional, pass rush. They don't have that guy that's going to stand out there on an island and the offense is going, hey, watch, keep an eye on that guy, keep an eye on that guy. They just don't have that guy now. So it's going to come from scheme. It's going to come from linebackers blitzing. It's going to come from safeties blitzing. But, it's not going to be that traditional, hey, we got two big horses out there in the end, squeezing it out and push it up in the middle and we'll get the job done. They're going to need to find a way to manufacture, and having guys that can play multiple positions and do multiple things kind of plays into that for them. So it's going to be interesting to see how they, how that rotation squares away.
You know what else is kind of crazy, guys, is I would have never thought, when you look at guys that kind of shine on defense and who – that Jerome Baker would be the guy they're saying, hey, he ain't coming off the field. He can do, like, he's made for what the head coach and the defensive coordinator want to do. I was a little surprised by that, Bo. How about you?
Well, yeah, a little bit, because, there's so much talk about Raekwon McMillan coming back last year and this and that. And, Kiko was playing well. But in Jerome, really, if you remember at the beginning of the season, both he and Raekwon were struggling, not struggling because they couldn't stand up to the game, but you know how it is, Joe. The rookies, you're going so fast,
right?
You want to get there so fast to make the play that sometimes you overrun your responsibility and you get caught up on the backside. And so I think that was, but he settled down, and but I think when you look at the game now and you look at the rules in the in the secondary, and in fact the rules all across the defensive side, that the day of having that guy, that big, big strong middle linebacker, you got to have guys that can run now. You got to have guys that can cover, because, we've talked about it. Used to be you'd open up the game and probably the first series you're running all base plays, right? You got your, you got your two, your tight end,
right.
You got your fullback, you got your two wide receivers, and then you go and until you kind of get into things, and all of a sudden, maybe you go to three wide receivers. Now I can't count how many times you open up opening play of the game. And you look out there, and there's an empty backfield. They got four wide. You got six defensive backfields, defensive backs on the field, and you need guys that can cover. And that in turn steps you up to the linebackers, where you better have linebackers that can run. We've been lamenting for years now the inability to cover tight ends on this football team. Well, you got to address that, and I think guys like guys like Jerome. Guys like Sam Equivon, who come in from Canada, one of the reasons that he's been playing that starting middle linebacker is because he's got that ability to cover,
right.
And they're taking advantage. And certainly, Raekwon's been dinged up and Kiko's been dinged up, but it's given him an opportunity to really be a guy you look at and go, hey, this guy's got some goods, and you get Cam from Canada, and look how that worked out. And I'm not saying that Sam's going to be another Cam Wake, but certainly he's shown so far that he can play in this league. And he can do what you need to do if you're going to be a linebacker in this league now, and that's cover receivers.
Bo, you ever see an injury report where the guy's on there for frostbite? Like Antonio Brown is going to be right now?
No.
That's
I watched that, but it is the strangest thing. Well, it's like a team that builds a relaxation center for their guys so they can relax and be refreshed. And then when a meeting starts, you go, hey, where are those three guys? And they go, oh, well, they're asleep in the refreshment seat. What's going on these days to me is pretty much out of control. But I had a chance to watch, the Hard Knocks. I tell you one thing about watching Hard Knocks. I don't think the Raiders are going to be worth a damn this year, because all everyone talks about is how much money they're making,
right?
How much money they can spend. I'm like, what do these guys worry about playing football?
$120 million for that quarterback. That's what.
Hey, Bo,
that's
a classic, though, because I've been saying that. So we put a sleep room in. where guys can go sleep and be late for meetings.
Right.
How smart are friggin' we, man? That's beautiful.
Well, they're going to pay for it with fines. They could pay for that room just with fines through the season. How much do we still owe that company? $55,000 for the room? We got 12 guys being late. We could pay for that thing right away.
At least we can buy one more pod.
Oh, man. Right. Bo, have a good one tonight.
See you,
Joe, be on the radio call. You'll be on TV on CBS.
Hey, real quickly before we go, you know, I know there's all this stuff going on with DirecTV and, you know, people at home can't watch their games if they got AT&T or DirecTV, but just want to let you know that all of Bo Camper's location, we have Comcast. Want to watch the game on
that's good. That's nice, Bo. Bo, nice job by you right there. That is.
Catch it,
Some of those signature wings, too. I can get some of those, too, over there.
Oh, you can have all the cold beers you want.
I like it.
By the way, thank you for keeping.
Check out New Bo's Pub on Las Olas. I hate to get all my plugs in here.
No, get them in. Get them in, Bo.
Yeah, damn, Bo. You could put a little pub over there, huh?
Yeah, you know, we kept the balcony upstairs because it's, you know, it's been a pretty hot spot for us downstairs. We went, you know, we tried the Cajun theme and it just didn't catch on, so we've changed. Now we're doing a gastro pub, sports pub kind of a thing.
Genius. Oh, that's nice, man.
You know us, put a couple extra TVs in there. Right. And so that'd be a great place to go watch it if you're in the Las Olas area.
I like it.
Bo, thank you, man. Made it worth it right there, Bo. That cold beer, that cold Corona Light right there. Thank you, brother.
All right, fellas.
That's the Bo.
Can Bo Camper join us?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.